Three questions then. How much of what you've written is a reflection of your experiences with the pandemic? Though the narrator in this poem is not a precise carbon copy of me, the poem brims with direct experience. My wife and I have been holding sacrament meetings with her parents in their garage since March. Something both moving and disconcerting about kneeling to bless the sacrament where her parents used to park their Subaru. There's a garbage can behind us, rakes and shovels to our left, garden hoses and shelves filled with tools to the right. All that quotidian stuff. We're needy creatures, all of us, more so during a pandemic, I think. Add dementia on top of this, and everyone's fighting to hang on. This pandemic has created all sorts of havoc, most of it invisible. Who knows the full spiritual, emotional, and mental fallout down the road? Why this poem? I'm always drawn to juxtapositions I can't quite make sense of, bringing together the sacred in the form of a priesthood ordinance and the everyday in the form of a garage and all its trappings is irresistible. So many contradictions to explore. Robert Hass, a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, once said that the poet's task is to bear witness. How? Sure, one can write overtly political poems, but there are other ways. The task of art, he says, is to over and over again make images of a livable common life. I hope that's what I've done in this poem. I love the very last verse in the Gospel of John. Quote, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." I used to think this verse referred only to the specific acts of his ministry in the old world. But surely our own thoughts and testimonies could be counted as part of those unwritten volumes. So maybe this poem adds a couple hundred words to that testimony. Here's the other thing. Crush was always teaching in parables, mustard seeds, lost sheep, shepherds and hirelings, wheat and tares, etc. These were not academic analogies he dreamed up out of nothing, but likely literal things he could point to in the middle of his sermon, a way of applying eternal principles to the here and now, or to put it more bluntly, a way to gain street cred with his would-be disciples. Though my poem may go a little off the rails by the end, I'm fascinated by the project of seeing Christ everywhere and imagining analogies for the countless ways he blesses our lives. Why limit ourselves only to the canonical ones? How has the pandemic affected you and your family? Though no one in my immediate family has had COVID, knock on wood, some of my friends have, including a woman my wife and I minister to. Still, the pandemic has affected us in big ways and small. The biggest challenge is keeping my wife's parents healthy and happy. No small task in that it means mostly keeping them away from people and public places. We have to keep reminding them we're in the middle of a pandemic. No, we can't run down to the grocery store or to the mall. We also have to social distance with our adult children when they visit. What fun is that? Most problematic is that we have a daughter and son-in-law, he's Canadian, living in Alberta, whom we haven't seen since Christmas. She's pregnant with her first child and due around Thanksgiving. Chances are pretty slim that I'll see our first granddaughter in person anytime soon. Thank goodness, though, for Zoom, which has more uses than another class discussion.